Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness, and this is episode 29.
R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S,
The Ridiculousness with Monday.
To start this, did you want to introduce yourself? You know, your name and where you're from, I suppose, is a good start?
Why not? Okay, my name is Matt. I'm 23 years old. I'm from Poland, so English is not my first language.
That's cool. We're gonna persevere. We're gonna get through this. This podcast really is brought to everybody by Twitter. You messaged. I'm not even sure how Twitter really works. But you tweeted at me or something. I'm not sure. And yeah. We've been messaging each other a little bit back and forth from there, and it's culminated in this, which is amazing. It's brought two people, which are in different continents, even. Well, no, Europe is all one big. It's all one big place. But yeah, it's brought us together, just out of the blue. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, the power of internet.
The power of the internet. I had a little look at your Imgur and your Tumblr profiles. What is the What do you use to create these pieces of art that you create?
It's not art yet. It's just some drawings.
Well, no, the drawings is art. It's all art, regardless of it. If it's just one a sketch or from, you know, to fully functioning pieces, it's all still art.
I use Adobe Illustrator. It's all vectors.
Okay. Is that all on the computer then and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, cool. So is that what are the processes that you use? Do you have to sort of create like levels of it and stuff, or is it, because the only program I really know about is sort of like your Photoshop kind of thing? Is it?
You know, Photoshop is a different kind of graphics. Vector graphics is based on shapes, not on pixels.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's fascinating, because it's quite a comic book kind of style. To the pictures that you've created, there's really like the stark sort of landscape ones are amazing. There's so much detail in them.
This art style is not basically mine. It's a Japanese animation studio's Madhouse.
Okay.
They ran out of, I don't know, the idea to don't produce normal manga and anime, and try to mix some American-style comic studio.
Okay, I see. That's
basically, I can show you one picture. Let me just get it. All of my pictures, they're not pixel-based, they're shape-based, as I said earlier.
Yeah.
And the thing is, each shape contains a whole lot of anchors, points.
Yeah.
That can provide the curves for the shapes.
Wow. That's cool. That's fascinating. That's really fascinating.
Bit weird, but
it is weird, but it culminates for a really impressive picture.
Let me just get login into some stuff. Ah, oh, damn it.
You happened to mention to me that you work nights.
Yes.
What job do you have? What do you do in your day-to-day job?
Well, currently I'm not employed. I'm unemployed. I dropped my full-time job because, one, I had enough of it, and the second reason is I wanted to dedicate myself to vector graphics.
Oh, cool. Okay, so you're really, you know, you've done, you're doing this full time. I see. That makes a lot more sense. That's cool though. Oh dear.
Let me just get that one little picture. Okay, I've got it. I'm sending it to you right now. I hope.
Okay. Oh dear.
The photo book, its layout has changed. I'm using it as a pre-host. Oh, here we go.
Okay. I'm not sure what it is that I'm doing. Oh, instant message. Okay, cool. I see.
You see?
Yeah. This is the one that I was talking about. The level of detail in this picture is amazing. I see how it's all done now. I see what you mean.
You see the little square points?
Yeah. This is amazing.
All those points are manually placed, so...
Wow. It's like, that's really intensive. How long does this take you to make a piece like this?
This one was 3 days.
3 days? That's crazy. Wow. That's insane. And the finished piece, because also on your Imgur, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right, Imgur, your gallery, which we can find you on through the Abyss Project. That's the
title
of the Abyss Project. Imgur.com. It's the Wastelands picture, and because you've given the different sort of level as you've started making it, you've given the different like steps, I suppose.
The different colors are the different layers of the drawing.
Oh, okay. So
the red one, the base one.
I see.
Was the first one to draw, actually. The sign with the speed limit I added earlier. What next? The blue, I guess, was the second day, and the pink and orange were the third day.
I see. And then, so each layer exists separately, and then you composite it all together, sort of at the end.
That's it.
Wow, it's really amazing, though. It's really cool stuff. Really cool stuff.
Great thing about vector graphics, it's based on shapes, and no matter how you resize it, to small, to big, then doesn't matter. It will always be the same quality. It won't lose quality ever.
Oh wow, that's fantastic. So, that's really cool. That's really cool. So you could blow that up to, like, massive proportions, and it was still...
I could print, a flat size, actually a building flat size picture.
That's really cool.
Still be the same graphics.
That's really cool. That's amazing. you also happen to mention you're a gamer as well.
Yes, I am a gamer.
What is your what's your style of gaming? What do you like to play?
I own a PC that I'm talking to right now, but it's not really it is a gaming PC, but it's more of a graphics station right now.
Yes, yeah, I can imagine.
16 gig Core i7 with dual screen, so it's quite a nice setup.
Nice, that does sound, it's a lot better than mine. I mean, I recently did purchase a newer computer, but yeah, it's still... sort of, you know, it's like a year old technology now, essentially, but it's good enough to play Minecraft. That's all I really care about, because I can't stop playing Minecraft. It's really terrible. It eats up all of my life. That's, in fact, what I'm starting to do at the moment now is upload my own little series. But it's very basic and it's very terrible. The first four episodes of it, I'd used the Windows Movie Maker thing, and I don't know what I'm doing with editing video, and it's all the colorization on it is terrible. It's horrible. But then I found a different program, it's all much better now, much better. But it's all really simple. I don't know what I'm doing with anything.
I was playing a few months earlier Blacklight Retribution online,
and okay, I was
recording the footage with Fraps.
Yes, yeah.
So I get 60 FPS at 1080p.
Wow, that's it. That's crazy. I'm getting about 20 frames per second when I'm recording it. I am doing it in a higher definition, but it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I even with my whole podcast thing, I don't know what I'm doing with it. I have SingStar microphones that I got with my PlayStation. I have the singing game on my PlayStation, and I just thought one day I could probably plug those into my PC, right? They're just generic wireless microphones that, you know, and I could record myself and get a friend round and we could talk shit together and record it and put it up on the internet. And
yeah, I've listened to two of your podcasts, the 25th and the 28th, I guess.
Oh, wow. I'll have to look that one up. Can you remember who it was in the podcast?
Let me just check it quick.
I could find out as well myself. that's terrible. 25th. Yeah. Oh, that's my friend Graham. That was a brilliant podcast. I like that.
The Ideal Scenario.
An Ideal Scenario. Yes, he's my musician friend. He's really cool.
I love him. Those two were just awesome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's just I want to introduce my friends to the world because I think my friends are amazing. I think everybody's amazing though. I don't know if I'm just a terrible judge of character or if I'm just, you know, I'm really surrounded by all of these really cool people, which I do think is true because even online, I'm attracting really cool people. And I don't know if it's just the people that I'm following or what, but it's amazing. This whole Twitter thing, it's really like I'm taking off on it. I really like it. I'm getting new and more followers every day. Yeah, it's
Twitter,
insane.
Twitter is kind of awesome. I usually put tweets about my art mostly, but sometimes I retweet someone that I follow on Twitch TV or something else. It's quite fun actually.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've been, obviously I tweet my podcasts whenever I've uploaded one. I haven't done one for a while. The last one that I did was the Ideal Scenario one, and that was 2 weeks ago now. I think I hit a bit of a trough, really. I got a little bit down on myself and I was like, I don't know if I can be bothered to carry on with this, you know what I mean? I have to continuously get motivated, and your message to me motivated me again. You know what I mean? It's stuff like that that made me think, well, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this. So you're my muse for this week. So that's why I thought I've got to get you on here. If you listen to the podcast now, I'm making a new rule. If you listen to the podcast, you've got to be on it. That's it.
That's a great rule.
fantastic. So what kind of, I want to find, because essentially you are a complete stranger to me.
Yes.
Which is amazing. What kind of music do you like? Do you like music at all?
Oh, I like music. Almost every kind of music, basically.
Yeah. Are you an electronica kind, or are you an instrument kind, or?
In my early days, I raced basically somewhere between the Prodigy and the Offspring.
Oh, wow. See, they're both two great. I mean, early Offspring, certainly. The later stuff is not really my cup of tea. It's too poppy, if you see what I mean. But yeah, the older stuff, like, I don't know, Ixnay on the Hombre and Smash, they were classic albums.
One Americana.
Yes, yeah. And Prodigy, I was hugely influenced by the Prodigy from a very early age. Sort of, 99? Oh no, even earlier than that. I don't know, my mind is all polluted with alcohol abuse and drug abuse, unfortunately. So my memories for me, no, it was earlier. When I was about 14 or 15, I saw the Prodigy live for the first time, and it was amazing. It really changed my life, because at that time I'd been sort of listening to rock music, like old American sort of classic rock, and you know, some terrible music really now when I listen back to it. It's got a bit of nostalgic value to me. But then when I was introduced to dance music, really sort of like for the first time in a way that I could appreciate it, like it all clicked off whole new sort of avenues in my mind that dance music could sort of incorporate sort of instruments, if you see what I mean. I didn't realize that because I thought dance music, it's just somebody sitting at a computer, he's just twiddling knobs, There's no real, like, creative process going on. But then it took a while for me to realise that that is just as creative as playing a guitar. Or, you know what I mean? Awesome. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of electronic music now. Really, that is what influences, like, I listen to all of the time now.
Lately, I've started to listen like electronic, like newly electronic music, like dubstep and other things.
I love dubstep. It's just, it doesn't really follow any rules with its rhythm. It can change in a second, and it's that unpredictability of it that I really like. Yeah, I don't know. I do think I am a little old to be listening to that kind of music. That's all children's music now. But I'm 32 years old.
Well, that's still which not that too... not old enough.
No. Yes.
Once I've seen a quote of it was a great quote. If music it's too loud, that's that means you're too old.
Yes.
For the music.
if it's too loud, you're too old.
Yes.
That's definitely the quote. I don't know. I can't remember who said that. That was in a film as well. It's a favourite film of mine called Airheads, where it's Brendan Fraser and Steve Buscemi and Adam Sandler, and they're in a band called the Lone Rangers, and they break into a radio station and they hold them hostage so they would play their song. But they hold them hostage with water pistols because they look really—they look like the real thing, but they're really just water pistols.
I will need to check that one.
It's quite an old film now, really. It's from the 90s. It's heavily 90s. Like, they're all like 90s rockers kind of thing. You know, they've got the lumberjack shirt on and the ripped jean shorts on, and it's really—I don't know. It's again, it probably doesn't really stand up now. But it has nostalgic value to me, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So
lately I watched a few movies that I really loved back in the days, like The Fifth Element.
Oh, God, yes.
The Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro?
Yes.
Yes. It's a really long movie. I'd forgotten that it was so long, and he would really draw out his scenes. Like that whole section at the end when he goes nuts and he shoots everybody. You get the top down and it just flows through the house going over the policeman. And that scene takes forever.
it's not Michael Bay style, but...
No, certainly not. They had it's just a different style of movie, but... It is. Taxi Driver's amazing. Robert De Niro really just threw himself into that movie. You know what I mean? He physically changed in that movie. That is what I really appreciate from an actor. I'm not really a big fan of, what's his name, Christian Bale, the guy who's the new Batman. I'm not really fan of him as a Batman. The film... The Machinist.
I've seen a movie with Christian Bale way before he became Batman. It was... let me get the title right.
There's one he did called...
The American Psycho.
Oh, okay. Oh, I haven't seen that one. Cool. No. I might have to watch that.
It's sick. It's pretty sickening.
I quite like sick... Well, it's not that I like it. I'm fascinated by that. It's not that I enjoy it or I want to, you know, I have to, like, seek all that out. But, yeah, I can't stop watching it. I'm a lover of bizarre documentaries. I'd subscribe to Netflix, and they have a whole wealth of strange documentaries on there. Some of it, quite depressing stuff. But I can't stop watching it. I don't know what it is. Oh, dear.
It's quite addicting.
It is. I don't know. I don't think it's going to turn me into a serial killer or anything like that. But I hope not. Anyway, that would. Yeah, I don't want to be a serial killer. I like people. I might get on with them. I might speak their language, so I might not kill them straight away.
I'm quite the opposite. I really don't like people that I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
Kind of my thing. You know?
Do you know what? When I was younger, I was a big proponent of the I'm the people who hate people party.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. I mellowed a lot with the use of hallucinogenic drugs, certainly with me. It stripped away just the whole bullshit of life. And I had to re-assimilate everything again. Almost like for the first time. Like I was a baby being born again. And you know what I mean? Life doesn't make any sense. You can't make any sense of it. You've just got to live life for the moment and do things as you see fit. People, there's billions of people in this world, and we're probably not going to get on because there's just too many people for us to comprehend now. There's too, what is it, 7 billion people? We can't even think in numbers that large. Our brains can't process that unless you're, a genius, essentially. There's no way on earth we can comprehend the amount of people that we live with. So I've just got to live life for the moment. Essentially, that's all I do now.
Yeah, at the moment, after quitting my full-time job.
That's a huge step. That's a really huge step.
Yeah, it is. It needed a special day entry. I bought myself a high-quality Cuban handmade cigar.
Oh, beautiful. I did that.
Being unemployed and yet smoking cigars, drinking Guinness, so.
Oh, nice. My girlfriend likes Guinness.
it's an awesome beer.
it's a thick drink. it's almost like a meal when you drink it, really, isn't it?
Two weeks ago, me and my friends went to the pub, an Irish pub. So it's just Irish, I don't know, it's not real Irish pub, just...
Well, yeah, it's an Irish-themed pub, yes, yeah.
At the beginning, it was like me and two of my buddies, and 2 hours earlier, we were sitting on one table at 16 people. It was just crazy. It was pretty random.
Yeah, that is. That's crazy. So, whereabouts in Poland are you then?
In the capital. I'm in Warsaw.
Oh, wow, okay. Because my girlfriend, in fact, has a Polish origins, her surname.
Oh.
Actually, I'm not going to say her surname. That would be very bad on an internet program. So I'm not going to do that. Good job I caught myself there. She will appreciate that, I'm sure. Oh dear. So it's on her her father's side.
I see.
The Polish origins.
Yeah, many of the Polish went to the UK, to the Ireland.
Mm.
We emigrate really all around the world. This country just sucks so bad.
Oh, that's really? Is it that bad? Because
it is.
I don't know.
The government, the way that the things just are.
That's terrible. Healthcare.
You know, people with higher education work at Tesco's, and it's just awful.
Well, I work in a supermarket myself, so yeah. I don't have any higher education, though, so I've only really got myself to blame for that one. I have, I don't know, acting qualifications, but that doesn't really qualify you for many other jobs apart from acting.
Yeah, getting a job here in Poland is quite tricky, actually. A few years ago, people need to have a higher education to get a job, but now it's quite different. You need to have years of experience on the same level to just apply for the job. It's quite stupid, actually.
Wow. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
That's why currently I'm unemployed and trying to do the vector graphics.
Yeah.
It's a bit tricky because all the art that I posted at my galleries is like a few weeks of practice from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's just 3 weeks.
I know. You mentioned that. And that's... because the level of where you are now is insane.
Well, I use like, I don't know, 5% of all the tools in the software, but I can pull something with that off.
Yeah. See, that's the, you, the more you use a program, though, the more you begin to understand it, and you probe depths of it. Like, even with recording podcasts, when I started off, I knew nothing. I knew absolutely nothing, and it's very evident in my early podcasts because they sound terrible. And even to my most recent ones, I still suffer from problems with sound. Just the levels. One person can be really loud, and I'll be kind of quiet, and I don't know how to normalize the volume, essentially. So it's all still quite ramshackled together. But when I looked at your pictures for the first time, I didn't guess that you hadn't been doing it for that long. They seem of a really professional quality.
You see, the art style that I use, it's quite tricky, actually. I like to keep things at minimum, so using two colors, black and white, it's the optimal setting for me. But to show the amount of details on a drawing, just using monochromatic colors, it's a bit hard, actually.
It's something that you pull off. You pull off really well. Really well indeed. I actually got a little bit confused by Imgur when I first clicked on it, because there's the albums where I can look at your albums, and then next to that there's a tab called gallery, and I clicked on that, and there was a whole like list of photos, and I was like, oh wow, this is just somewhere where he uploads photos then, and this is cool, and it's not at all. It is just the gallery of Imgur's. Like, I get so confused by your websites.
Tricky.
It's not really that tricky. It's very simple. It's just I'm stupid. That's my problem, I find.
I've uploaded my pictures to another gallery that shows only the complete works. It's on Tumblr.
Yes.
I can send you a link right now.
I've got it up right now. I've been stalking you online.
I see.
I want to give the address for that as well. That's theabyssproject, all one word, .tumblr.com. Theabyssproject.tumblr.com. I'll put links up for that on my Twitter. We'll get people looking at that.
The latest artwork and for Bottles of Life, as it was called in the net. It was a baby bottle, a Coke bottle, a beer bottle. And the last medical.
The blood pack. That's crazy. And then the firebomb.
Yeah, the bottle of the cocktail. I'm deep down inside, I'm quite an anarchist, really.
That's when I was young. I had certainly a lot of anarchist views. I've mellowed with age, but I still have that kind of revolution, that kind of not really. I don't really have that mentality anymore. But when I was young, I certainly was. Fuck the police. You know what I mean? Just fuck the government. Just let's bring this down. Let's just have anarchy. And I don't know if it actually really would make any sense. You have to take down the government, and then you've got to reinstall some kind of government. We can't have everybody just living as they want. That, unfortunately, because there are so many people, you've got to have somebody in charge of that.
It will be quite difficult, really.
Exactly. And that's why it's just open for all of this corruption, because the people who are there are, you know what I mean? It's just got to a stage where it's just so crap. It's so frustrating, and one person doesn't really have the voice. So, oh dear, yeah. I don't know. I don't like the government in England either. I don't think we have a good system.
The government in Poland is just god-awful, really. They take the funds out of the budget and, like, toss it out.
That's terrible. I mean, we're in horrible... Everybody's in horrible states of recession and depression, and it's terrible. It's terrible.
The opposite, and both sides of the government are fighting each other rather than cooperate. It's quite awful.
Mm. Oh dear, it's terrible. It is terrible. And yeah, there's I I feel so powerless to do anything about it, really. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do politically. There's nothing that I could speak out against it, but who will listen to me, and what will even that achieve? I don't
know. Exactly.
So, yeah, I just say fuck it. I just have to live with it. There's nothing else.
That's why I got on my little plan to, in time like five or six years, just go to somewhere else.
Yeah. I don't know. My big plan is I want to move to California. I want that everyday hot and sunny ideal. I don't care if I've got to have earthquakes or whatever, or volcanoes coming up, or, you know, horrible pollution. But
yeah.
I don't care. And also, they have medical marijuana over there, and that would be a big thing. I've got a terrible back problem and insomnia, and my arm really hurts today, and I'm a little bit depressed. And, you know, I could get a weed card, right? Definitely. That's oh, easy peasy. So, yeah. I want to move to California. That's my big plan. But that's going to be when I'm 50, 60 or something. Isn't that far away.
No, it's a year, so.
It is quite a few years away now, but yeah.
My shot will be in New Zealand.
Oh, beautiful. I have a friend in New Zealand.
Auckland, to be precise.
Oh, cool. Episode 27 of my podcast, entitled The Land of the Long White Cloud. That's my friend from New Zealand.
Oh.
In fact, she's going back today. She's leaving, and she's gone back today. She hasn't left just yet. She's still in England, but yeah, she's going to be going to back to New Zealand today. It's very sad. We've had loads of meals out and stuff. It's cool. We've said goodbye many, many times now. We don't do things by halves, of course.
Mm. Yes, that thing about the New Zealand, it's like the other side of the world for me.
Yes.
I don't know, it's like 10 hours of time.
Oh yeah, no, it's a huge time difference.
Yeah.
And just everything is different, even there. It's summer right now where they are.
Exactly.
I know. I want to do that. I think that sounds really cool. New Zealand or Australia for me, really. I would prefer New Zealand, I think. It's just a smaller place. The scale of Australia seems quite...
It's only 4.4 million people in the whole New Zealand area.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. But, you know, if somebody said, oh, I've got tickets to Australia, do you want to go? I wouldn't turn them down, obviously. I'd go there, just be just as happy. But, yeah, all of this stuff, it is really years off for me. I can't imagine that I'd be doing that anytime soon. I can barely afford to make myself through the month financially, let alone.
Yeah, at this moment, while I'm unemployed, it's quite harsh for me as well.
Yeah, I bet. Is there, I don't know, are there any kind of like benefits systems that you have in place?
Well, actually I got some cash just lay down to this opportunity to get around the vector graphics. I put away some money just to survive.
Oh, I see. That's very sensible.
Yeah, I know how much I spend and how much I can save. So it's it's basically quite easy to pull off.
That's good, though. That's good. So, you know, I wish you all the luck in the world with it. I really do. You seem an amazing person. You listen to my show, so anybody who does is amazing to me. So I wish you all the luck in the world with this.
It's
really do.
A lot of hard work.
But that's the thing. It will pay off. It has to. It can only grow. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. So
the thing is, within the software, the Adobe Illustrator, I really rest while working, so it's fun for me. I love doing it as much as gaming, really.
That's good. That's good.
It's just fun. Lately, the last 2 weeks, I spent like 90% of my time working rather than playing something. I played like, I don't know, 2 hours all the past 2 weeks.
Okay, wow. That's crazy.
It's just fun for me.
That's good, though. That's good. It's going to help with the motivation for it, I guess.
Yes, but I'm within the software, the fact that I use just so simple tools, I need to learn more things about it, how to edit the fonts, how to make the typographic things, how to use more colors, gradients. It's a pain in the ass, really, because I love the black and white style.
Yeah.
So it will be a harsh.
Oh dear. Right. This has been a really cool podcast. I really like this. Your fears of not talking, that was ridiculous. You've done loads of talking, haven't you?
I'm still kind of shaking at the moment.
Well, do you know what? That's what I first got when I started it. It was that adrenaline rush, and it was like, oh my, I don't know what I'm going to say. And it doesn't matter, really. That's it. You know, that stuff just comes out naturally.
The thing is just I'm not used to speak English.
I think you've done fantastically well. Fantastically well.
Well, I rather type, really.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is a little hard to do a podcast just through typing. That would be a bit, I don't know, I might give that a try though one time. But
lately I've watched the Rooster Teeth podcast. They've done a video one, a live video podcast.
Oh wow, that's cool. Yeah. That is something I've been interested in doing, is having the video of this. But
I've seen the behind the scenes setup they made. It was wow. Like, wow. Five to ten people of the crew plus the casters. So
wow, that's crazy.
It was one big, really big.
Yeah, step. It's a real project. Whereas me, I'm just one guy with some wireless SingStar microphones.
But you're doing great.
What I'm doing though for the future is I just bought a little microphone mixer thing. With 8 channels in it, so I'm gonna increase the amount of microphones that I can have on the go at one time, and I'm gonna have group podcasts. My friends are gonna come over, and we're gonna have some drinks, get a bit loose-tongued, and we're gonna talk some shit together. I'm really looking forward to those.
I think. First half of the podcast that the Rooster Teeth team done wasn't called the podcast. It was a drunk tank.
Yes. Yeah.
They just get some booze and talk about shit. Funny as hell, but still, it's a big team rather than some one dude like me with my drawings. It's really weird, actually.
I don't know.
I can sit and work, I don't know, like 16 hours straight. It's just weird, you know. If you see the bridge art that I made, it's the second one, the second landscape.
Oh, yes, yeah, the coast landscape.
Yes, the coast landscape.
Yes, yeah.
You see the little tiny raffinery in the middle.
Oh yes, yeah.
That took me 8 hours.
Oh my god. Wow. But again, the amount of work that you've put into it really shows, because the level of detail in it, even just on my shitty monitor.
And the bridge itself took me 2.
Wow.
Bridge was 2 hours, the raffinery was 9 hours. The radar tower was like 50 minutes.
That's crazy.
But the amount of anchors, the curves, the points, it's
I bet. It's a pain. Do you ever Do you ever get like times when you're like halfway through, or like three quarters of the way through, and you forget what you're doing, and you're like, oh God, what was I even doing? Because I don't know. My mind wanders. My concentration is never very good. I guess you need quite high levels of concentration for.
I can concentrate quite a bit, really.
Yeah.
I'm quite a good thinker, so it's coming to me naturally to just sit and enjoy the work, the hard work that I put in.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. And it really shows. They're really good pictures. Really amazing stuff. So I'm definitely going to be, you know, posting the address to this, the Imgur and the Tumblr profile as well. We're gonna promote the shit out of you. Don't you worry.
Well, the thing is, as you can see, both the Imgur and the Tumblr have the same name, the Abyss Project. I've managed to reserve like 10 to 15 accounts on different sites.
Oh, that's cool.
With the same name.
That's good. You have to get yourself out there all over the world.
Yeah, the thing is though, I for this moment I drew static pictures, but I will in near future, I hope, try to do some animations within this art style.
Oh wow, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. My friend would like that as well, because he, in the Ideal Scenario podcast, he needs somebody to make videos. He needs to collaborate with somebody for the video side of it. And I know he's a big fan of animation, if you see what I mean. Certainly the styles that you've used are sort of similar to some of the styles of animation that he's had, sort of, you know, because most of the videos that he's got is just a still frame.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are similarities certainly between the styles. So I think he would certainly like your art.
I'm just a big fan of Fallout, the nuclear wastelands.
Yeah. Do you like the Fallout games at all?
Oh, I'm a giant fan, a huge fan. You see, the thing is, when I was young, I played the first and the second Fallout.
Yeah.
So much, I broke both engines.
Oh my God. Wow.
I was able to sit in the character design site, just twitching all the strength, intellect, charisma, all the things.
Yeah.
To pull off amazing characters, really like a four level character could kill by hand a big Deathclaw. It was just crazy. Something that you couldn't do above 20 levels or so.
That is crazy. Certainly, when I got into it, it was Fallout 3. When Fallout 3 came out, that was the one that I first played. I since have gone back to play the first two, which they're a completely different style. Yes. Completely different.
To be true, I don't really like the third one.
I see.
I love the New Vegas one. It's just awesome. The amount of things that you can do, the craft ammo, add-ons to the weapons, sneak.
yeah. That was really cool. I enjoyed that. So I viewed that as a more of an expansion pack, though, rather than a sequel. It didn't really... You know what I mean? It was so similar to Fallout 3.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just an expansion pack. It's not something that I... And certainly what you can... You know, from the fact that they called it New Vegas rather than just Fallout 4... certainly, I think they view that as well, sort of, if you see what I mean. But
yeah, it was the same thing with the Fallout Tactics.
Yes,
It was a sequel with better graphics for the second installment.
Yeah.
But it had some add-ons like sneaking, go to prone, and those kind of things to be able to set traps, play as a team. It was really weird, actually.
Have you tried the Borderlands? Borderlands game.
I love it as well.
I haven't picked up the second one yet. I'm looking forward to doing that. But yeah, the first one I thought was amazing. I couldn't complete it though. It got to a point where I got too stuck.
Me and my friends were playing on the PlayStation Network, and we just it was just awesome.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. That's something that I'm looking forward to doing with the new one. I have to make friends though, so I haven't got anybody to play with, unfortunately. All of my friends have Xboxes.
Nobody has
PlayStation.
Here in Poland, we rather do the PlayStation Network because the Xbox in Poland, the live network of the Xbox,
yeah,
it's like 2 years old in Poland.
Oh, okay.
So we rather play PS3s.
Personally, for me, I think the Xbox is a dead console. The games that are coming out, they're on 3 discs now. Whereas on the PlayStation, because it's Blu-ray, there's just one. As you said, the live is just so outdated. It doesn't, and you have to pay for the subscription. That makes no sense.
Exactly.
That makes no sense to me.
Plus, PlayStation 3, the PlayStation Plus subscription.
Yeah, if you want to pay, you can, and you get rewards for paying. But you don't have to just to play online. It pisses me off, and that's essentially why I got a PlayStation 3 in the first place. But it's a dead console. The Kinect, it's rubbish. Any kind of movement sensor control though, it's in such an infancy stage that it's crap. The PlayStation Move is awful. The Nintendo Wii controllers don't really work properly, and the Kinect, I suppose, has the best kind of potential, but it can't really recognize when you have sort of more than sort of like 2 people in the camera. It gets very yeah. confused. If you're sitting down in a chair, it gets very confused. So yeah, I don't know. It's a dead console.
From my experience, I've been playing PC ever since, and the PS3 like a year and a half now. So it's really, I love the pads on the PS3. It's awesome. Play a game like Deus Ex, Human Revolutions, to sneak by people, to use tabs.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
There's no real compromise now between PC versions and console versions. There used to be such a world of difference between what you could do on a PC and what you could do on the PlayStation, but
exactly,
they're on a more level playing field now, and yeah, you're not really losing anything anymore, which is good. Essentially, when I first started gaming, it was through the ZX Spectrum. I had an old tape deck powered computer where you would put in a cassette tape, an audio cassette tape, and it would make.
I had one of those.
yeah. That's where I first started. So I was really used to the keyboard kind of element of gaming. And then I got a PC. About sort of 93, when Doom first came out, and Doom and Doom 2, they were huge, huge influences on my gaming. I played them to death, and recently they've re-released the Doom 3 collection. Yeah, I picked that up, and I still love the Doom games. I can't stop playing them. I wish I'd picked it up for PC though, because then at least I could have recorded my progress. I could have done a mini series.
You could record the PS3 still.
How? I'd say I don't know how to do that. I have to get like some kind of splitter? Some.
Yes. So you need HDMI catcher.
Okay. See, I'm not. I haven't got a HDMI cable. It's all the old like SCART. I've got the old SCART connection.
I'm all HDMI.
Yeah, I wish I was too, but unfortunately, I don't have enough money for a good TV. I don't want to just get a shit cheap one. I want to, you know, it's got to be at least 42 inches or bigger.
Mm-hmm. At the moment, I got within my PC setup, it's 22-inch Samsung flat screen, so it's quite awesome, actually.
Certainly for a PC screen, it doesn't need to be, you know, so large. That sounds like an amazing. I think I've got like a, I don't know. I recently got a new screen. I've upgraded. I have a flat screen sort of monitor, but it's not HD at all. Mm-hmm. Well, to some degree, I always get really confused by what high definition is. It's just essentially the level of pixels available. that you're going to have on the screen.
The tens of pixels.
Then you can okay, I see. Because I thought it was just all about resolution. I don't know what I'm talking about with computers. I used to be like really on the ball with them, but I had such a long sort of time off from computers that technology sort of evolved and I was left behind, and now I don't know what I'm doing.
At the beginning of this year, I had to remember everything about PCs because I was building my custom PC. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you actually built yours from scratch. That's cool. That's cool.
Pretty awesome, actually.
It sounds it. It does sound it. Which, you know.
You see, the CPU cooler that I have, it's not a water cooler. It's still air cooling. But it weighs 1.5 kilograms.
Oh my god, that's a weighty computer.
Yes, it's huge. But it keeps my i7 processor at like 55 degrees in stress, so it's
good. That's good. That's what you need. I just have a standard out of the box case, tower casing, unfortunately.
The box for the processor and for the standard cooling included was lesser than the cooler that I have installed at this moment.
Oh, well, okay. Wow.
So it's quite large. It's like 15 by 10 centimeters, and it's like 15 centimeters deep. So
Jesus.
huge.
It's huge. That's big. That's really big. Nice.
The funny thing is, though, I've got a 1 kilowatt power supply to run my graphics card. It's a 6970 HD Radeon.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a biggest card, really.
Yeah,
It's like 47 centimeters long. It's huge. It's 2 gigs of memory on
it. Wow. Wow, that's very impressive.
And the funny thing is, my PC, I've named it a toaster because it's white with black top on it.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is, I'm such a Fallout fanboy. In the Fallout New Vegas DLC, there was a crazy toaster that wanted to burn down the world.
Oh, wow.
So then the name fits perfectly, really.
Okay, I see. That's very good. That's very good. Awesome. I'm going to have to dig out my copy of Fallout New Vegas again. I got right to the end where you had to sort of unite the different factions and everything. Yes. But I never completed it. I'm gonna have to dig that out and start playing that again. I've got some time off work, so this is the best time to do it, I suppose. Really,
it's an amazing game.
It certainly is. It certainly is.
The thing I've loved to do in the New Vegas, the basic special statistic that you got in stream perception, intelligence, and all the other things.
Yeah.
I've noticed there's a thing in the engine that to do massive critical damage, you don't need luck at all.
No.
It's funny, really, because all you need to do is to crouch and be really stealthy to pull off really awesome headshots.
Yes.
So I've quite literally broke the engine again.
you've perfected your art of critical hits.
Yes.
See, I'm a barbarian sort. I just run in, guns blazing, get my plasma rifle out. I'm. So again, it's the Doom style of gaming that I do, because that's what I was raised on. Mm-hmm. You just run in, all guns blazing.
I love the Dishonored, the Deus Ex stealthy way.
Yes, I want to pick up Dishonored.
Here.
I haven't got a copy of that yet. I'm looking forward to that. Games are so expensive.
Yes.
So I can't afford to just throw... Well, it's not throwing money away. It's a form... It's entertainment, but... Yeah, I can't afford to throw money away on video games. unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
No. And my PC isn't good enough to play Dishonored on, unfortunately, or anything like that, so it has to be PlayStation 3. I downloaded the demo of XCOM, the new version of that, because I had that originally on PC, and it was hard as fuck. It was one of the hardest games I had ever played. I never completed the first level. I didn't really know what I was doing, to be fair, but
it's a turn-based system.
Yes, yeah, that I just sent all my men running out into the open, and then the aliens would come along and shoot them all. Essentially is what happened. But when I downloaded the demo of the new game on Steam, and it nearly caused my computer to melt down. It couldn't cope with it. And that's not exactly the most graphically intense game out right now, I would say. So it has a problem playing that, yeah, I'm not going to be able to play Dishonored the way that I would like to play it. So my only avenue now is the PlayStation, which there's nothing... Yeah, it's fine to have that now. Back in the day, like when Grand Theft Auto would come out, and it would come out first on PlayStation, and it would be pretty shit, essentially. The draw distance would be terrible, and, you know, the level of detail would be awful. But then 6 months later, when the Xbox and the PC version comes out, and, you know, you've got all of that there, the draw distance, the level of detail, you know, it made sense to have either a PC or an Xbox. A PlayStation just didn't really seem to cut it, really. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, but...
But now...
Speaking about the GTA series, I really don't like the 3D ones. I was a fan of the first two installments, the London expansion.
Oh, wow. I loved the first two and the London expansion when they first came out, those ones. But that 3D open sandbox world, I don't know, Vice City for me was where that really... was perfect. That had the culmination of several like pop culture references, with the freedom to drive around on motorbikes and shit. Just, I don't know, it's good to fuck around on. That's what I like about it. But yeah, those first two, man, the old top down ones, they were crazy. With they were more fun. They had that level of fun with it, I have to say.
Jumping bridges with buses and stuff.
Yes, yeah. And, oh, man, the line of Elvis Presley's and the Hare Krishna's and all that stuff. That was amazing. Grand Theft Auto 2 certainly was, I think, my favourite, with all the different gangs, and you had the levels of respect for them. I thought that system was really cool. But I kept running over, running over all of my like gang members and just losing all of the respect that I just built up by doing all of their missions for them. I'd lose it in like just 2 seconds of a kill frenzy or something. Terrible.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Fantastic. Right, do you know, we're coming up to the hour mark now. I know, right? Time just flies when you're podcasting. But yeah. I'm going to bring this one to a close, I think. This has been fantastic, and certainly something that I would like to do again with you, if that's all right.
Sure, no problem.
In the future, couple of months' time, I'm going to want to check in on you, see how you're doing.
Oh, that will be rather okay.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Fantastic. Thank you very much for agreeing to this. This has been fantastic. Thank you very much for your kind words on Twitter. And, you know, we're gonna promote.
One thing though, I wonder really, why did you pick me up in the first place? So,
I think it was through Ghost. You follow a guy called Ghost?
Oh yeah, and Ghost Gaming.
Yeah, Ghost Gaming on Twitter. And I, because when I threw myself at Twitter, people that I follow, people that I like, I'm going to look at people who follow them and see if I like anybody there. And, you know what I mean? Your name certainly stood out amongst the others and the icon that you used. So, yeah, I thought, brilliant, let's follow these people. Essentially, that's how I came across you online.
That's awesome thing.
See, that's just... That's the crazy world that we live in now.
Yet again, the power of the internet.
It is the power of the internet. But yeah, I don't know. I think you're a fantastic person, so I'm really glad that I've met you.
Oh, thanks. Had a rather awesome hour.
Cool. Yes. I'm glad. That's good. We broke new ground today.
Exactly.
Excellent. Thank you very much, and I look forward to doing this again with you sometime soon.
Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.